90210ng with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
OMG, it's your birthday. It's Kelly's birthday. It's Kelly's birthday. Kelly Taylor's birthday. Wait.
Except that her birthday was in a totally different month.
You guys, my birthday was lame.
Oh my God. Wait. No. Wait for it because it's your 21st birthday. Oh, it's happened. Jen, we're all adults now.
Yep. Yep.
Even our alter egos. Oh, we can there's no turning back. So let's go.
Yep. Mm.
It wasn't her birthday because her birthday was in March in a different episode.
And now it's in September. Every party has a pooper.
Details. Okay. Details.
Pink Sugarman. Cool.
You know what? It was my birthday because Dave Koz was there.
Shh. Don't tell them. They might not listen.
We waited that whole episode to see who's going to be the big performer at the Greek.
Dave Koz.
I just want to say
his whole name.
Nothing Dave says Koz. 21 like a trip to a Dave Koz concert.
Before, when I would head out on vacation, I would overpack. I would bring extra essentials, supplies, snacks, because you never know what you'll need when you're away from home.
I would too, but that is all in the past because now there is Target Circle 360, you guys, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go.
That's right. If you sign up for that Target Circle 360, you can just order those extra supplies and they'll be waiting for you at your vacay destination.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So if you're planning a getaway, sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
So you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without interrupting your summer plans.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Hi everyone, this is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two. Okay, let's just get into it, ladies. Season 6, Episode 2, Buffalo Gals, aired September 13th, 1995.
Synopsis, Brandon discovers Kelly had a sleepover with Colin. Dylan is playing undercover cop as he follows his father's killer. Valerie and Ginger are the OG bling ring. Oh, true. Kelly sees a side of Colin that has given Ray Pruitt vibes. Hello. And Donna finally decides, tonight's the night. Ooh, boom, chicka, bow, bow.
Okay, so this episode was directed by James Whitmore Jr., written by two new people. I've never heard of these people. Have you?
Never, but I'd like to hear from them every week.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike Lyons and Kimberly Wells.
So can I just ask you guys a question? Do you feel like the imagine if you were like, no, at this point in the program, six seasons in, nope. No, okay, bye. It's been real.
See ya.
I felt like the writing was so good.
Wait, did you just say everyone but Ray was so good?
How dare you?
Okay,
no, I still will defend that motherfucker. I did not say that. I said, I thought the writing was so good. It's because I still have my temporaries in. I'm lisping, sorry. Not just the writing was so good. Everybody, it felt like it wasn't acting. Like everyone was just so relaxed.
Oh my God, and like, I felt the same way.
I was like, wait.
I made a note that everybody seemed so comfortable.
I could have watched it all day just to watch us interact. I was like,
what happened?
At first I was like, is Luke sick? I couldn't tell if he was sick coming into the Walsh house. And then Jason, I was like, is he sick? Like everyone had like kind of like a different tone a little bit.
So you know what that was?
What?
Thank you for bringing it up. It's because of how we watched it. So I noticed it too.
How did you guys watch it?
Daily Motion, some weird website.
What is that called? The bootleg.
Wait, and it was reversed. Everything was mirror image.
The dark
Everything
web.
Was reversed. Why? Why wasn't it available on Paramount Plus?
Dave Cause, baby.
It's
Dave
his fault.
Wow.
You'd think they could
have a lot more power than Jamie Walters. Damn.
Man.
Everyone's voices were like half an octave lower.
Oh, it was so good.
It was so good.
We gotta figure out how to do that for every episode, you guys.
Like, you know the voice that you don't like, but I love that you do, that Kelly does?
Which one? Baby voice?
Yep. You couldn't have done it if you tried. Everyone was sultry and relaxed. And I was just like, I could listen to these people all day. This is...
It felt like an 80s rom-com. What's the guy? John Hughes movie.
Yes. Even the way it was shot. I mean, James Whitmore Jr. we loved and he did so many. But this one, I was into it. Is it going to continue like this?
Nothing makes me happier than when you are into it.
Thank God.
When you're finally not something into got my an attention. Episode, it's real hard to do the podcast.
It's like pulling teeth.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so glad. Like, I'm so glad.
Do we like Colin?
I don't know. I guess they're not really giving me enough to know whether I like him or not for Kelly or for the show.
I mean, you're definitely not going to like him, but do you like him now?
I don't know. He's one of those artists. Like, he's a temperamental artist. And I guess that's appealing to Kelly. I don't know.
He's sort of mean. Once again, she's sort of got a guy that's borderline abusive.
I don't think he was abusive. He was just a little bitch.
The way he talked to you when you came in to go to your birthday was kind of awful.
It wasn't awful. He's kind of soft. Like, he couldn't be awful if he tried, right?
I don't know. Yeah, and we're soft. Supposed to just be so forgiving because he painted you a birthday cake. Like, it's so weird.
Wait, do you guys just want to start at the top and let's recap this?
Not really.
Come on. It's fun that way. We started at the beach house. We'll just summarize. We're at the beach house.
Yep.
Donna cannot find Ray. Claire tells him that she doesn't need to find him, basically.
I'm into her hair back, though, and you know I don't like my hair off my face.
Yeah. It's like tied back in a tiny little ponytail? Yeah. Is that what's happening?
It was real short.
It was cute. Everybody looked cute in this episode.
Yeah.
Ponytail is half an inch long.
Literally.
Claire calls Donna girlfriend of the year because Donna covered up for Ray, obviously, about the ring, remember, from last week on the boat?
Sure do.
Yep. So you cover for Ray.
When he was like, you're jerks, you're all jerks.
And Claire's just done with that guy. She's like, you know what? Bye, Ray.
Here's where it gets crazy. Brandon comes on into the beach house like he owns the place. I thought that Kelly and Brandon were broken up. I'm not understanding why he just comes right in and it feels like it's his place to bring her flowers to her bedroom. Did I miss something? Are they back together?
You didn't miss a damn thing. And I don't know why her two besties didn't work a little harder to stop him. Donna does nothing.
You just stand there basically.
She's like, okay, like, Bran, I'll try to get Valerie and Ginger invited. I'm on it.
It's weird.
Rollerblade it there with those nasty ass flowers.
And weird. A polo. Mm.
But that got real awkward. And you know what? Kelly seems so rude to Brandon. I felt so uncomfortable.
On Colin. I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, when she touches him. That was weird.
It was weird. I mean,
it was weird.
Why is he there, first of all? But why is she so cold to him? And she doesn't really play like the uncomfortableness of it. It's kind of more like it's righteous or like smug or something. I don't know. I didn't like it.
But devil's advocate, you know, she's young. She's gone through a lot. And she's empowering herself to be who she wants to be and who she wants to be with.
Mm-hmm. So Brandon learns right then
and
there.
I didn't shame her for that. Yeah.
He's trying to win her back, clearly. Don't we all think?
He was all over Valerie in Palm Springs.
Oh, so
this guy's confused.
And he was making out
with Ginger.
Ginger LaMonica.
I'm not mad at that.
Why is she bringing flowers to Kelly? It makes no sense.
He reeks of buffalo. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, public storage.
Guys, did public storage spend like $1 billion on 90210 because we went for Dylan's storage and now we're back at the Walsh storage unit? Like, what is...
No, but over the years, like, between my family and me, like, we should have stock in the company.
I don't understand this whole public storage thing. I
convinced they spent money.
Never had a storage unit because I feel like if you can't fit it in your house, you don't need it.
Jerry Seinfeld does an entire bit on how everything's just on its way to be garbage. First, it comes into your house and you love it. And then it goes into a closet. Then it goes into the garage. And if it goes to storage.
Never going to see it again.
You're going to see it again.
Why pay all that money?
You're paying all that money to store garbage.
It's so expensive.
I can't hear you guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Story is like 14 storage units. The Walsh's did have to put their stuff in storage because they thought the house was going to be gone and they didn't want to get rid of all their stuff. So that one made a little bit more sense.
Okay, so they get all their old stuff back out and put it right back into the house.
Who took all the spray paint? Who
with a wacky song. Moved it around with a wacky tune.
Okay, what happened?
Yeah.
Was that like Charlie Chaplin episode?
It was like Benny Hill. Remember Benny Hill, you guys? Forward.
I didn't know what it was. It was cute, but
a little
weird. But Steve is moving in, and he says that it's because the bathroom tiles at the frat house are icky, and that things would grow there.
By the way, true.
Ooh, can we go back to? Sorry, I'm just going to go back character wise. I felt like immediately coming into public storage that Brandon was very Jason.
Yes. Very. Yes.
Someone's playing themselves now.
Like his glasses up and he's just like making jokes. And I'm like, it's so not Brandon Walsh, but I'm here for it.
I love it.
I like the happy medium.
I think he's cuter as Brandon. No, I think he's cuter as Jason.
Yeah. I'd have thought. No, I'm just
kidding. I think he's cuter as Jason.
Yeah. Because he loosens up a little bit. Because Brandon Walsh, let's be real. Let's be frank. Brandon is very buttoned up.
Straight-laced.
He's really straight-laced. So it's nice to see him kind of loosening up and making jokes. What did he say? You Legoed his ego? Egoed his Lego?
What?
Yeah.
No, oh. I slammed his ego. Nothing about an ego.
No. I heard that wrong.
He said he wasn't the first guy to wish Kelly a happy birthday and that correct. She slammed his ego.
Is this when he says so much for I choose me?
No, that's or later.
That's later because that was pretty epic.
I crushed on that. Okay, well, wait. In the
There's
moving
no
scene,
breakfast waffles.
I had a problem, and sorry, this is so like 1950s housewife of me, but I had a problem that Ginger and Valerie were like, ooh, doing the heavy couch. And Steve and Brandon were doing a, like,
You what mean was during that? During the Charlie Chaplin movie?
Yeah, oh, I zoned in on that. Oh, I was like, I was what so the distracted hell?
I didn't know who was doing what.
So distracting, and the credits were going over it, and I had to watch it in mirror image, so I just was like, oh.
It was all too much.
The mirror image credits, you guys, were sick. Everything worked for me.
So after the saloon music movie, Dylan comes over, and he's very dark. The minute he walks in that front door, like the energy changes, the music changes.
Yeah.
Really in a dark, dark place.
They really use dark music for everything Dylan did. Mm-hmm. Can I just say something, though? Because I didn't realize this till last night. You know, we only have like 10 more episodes with Dylan.
Mm-hmm. For now.
That's a bummer.
Correct. I mean, he comes back, but for years.
Yeah.
Oh,
so weird.
That's not. Yeah. Let's don't go there yet.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine.
Brandon and Dylan go upstairs and they talk about Tony Marchette. And Dylan sees the ring that Brandon was going to give Kelly.
This is my favorite scene in the episode.
Take it back. I hear Kelly has been busy this summer. Brutal. Brutal.
I met the loser. You guys, sure. I felt like this combo was a real combo between guys. Am I wrong? Between friends.
Really good. It totally was.
This would be a combo, Jen, you and I would be having. Like, mm-hmm. It's like
very easy dialogue, like natural, really easy dialogue.
And before we went upstairs, sorry. Before we went upstairs, I thought the eye contact between, first of all, Val and then Steve. Sometimes Steve does big reactions. He didn't. It was so like, what's the word?
Subtle.
Thank you. It was so subtle, but you got everything was happening like between friends and between. It all worked. I was so happy.
I think it was all. Well, I was watching it on my phone. It was like extreme close ups. So you really got in there to see those.
Well, and part of the heads were all chopped off.
Totally. One person in the screen and half of a person, you couldn't see both people in the scene.
I was so into that. Yeah.
Pain for Dave Cause. Like, I couldn't watch it on a normal television because of Dave Cause.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
This is the scene you were talking about, Amy, where Brandon says, yeah, I met the loser coming out of her bedroom. So much for I Choose Me.
Excuse me. Which I'm glad they look now. I Choose Me didn't mean that she was never going to date again. That being said, I'm sort of glad they called
it out. She jumped
in
real fast, though.
Right?
It was. Yeah. It was a good call for the boys. Like, it's still relevant. Like, it's your thing.
You're
but
so
like,
right. I so wish I could have watched Kelly like choose herself for a minute. Give it a little breathing room. She was with Dylan. She was with Brandon. She was with Dylan. She was with Brandon. Now she chooses herself, and right away she's with Colin. It's not a good message.
No, correct? And Colin's kind of a tool.
TV-wise, like, what would we do with you?
Why did they jump right to the beginning of season six, Kelly coming in with a new relationship? Like, already in it. She had been in it for a while.
Maybe they just couldn't think of anything better to write.
No, because we have to get to where she becomes a drug addict and like
I know it's like this guy's a real tool bag, real tool bag.
Ooh, he takes you down.
He does. I don't remember him being such a bad guy.
Is he a bad guy or just a bad influence? Like, just not what you need.
Probably that. Probably a bad influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't find him bad.
We go to the Greek theater, you guys, in this episode, which is very exciting. There are a couple of very exciting locations. One's the Greek theater and one's on the street of Beverly Hills.
Oh, like, Deo, driving, you see streets. Louis Vuitton. Yeah, I saw Louis Vuitton.
I loved seeing all of that.
Mirror image, everything.
Shout out to the Beverly Center.
Hey, have you been
Century
to the Beverly
City? City got a
Center,
shout
maybe?
Out, too.
It's not called that anymore, right?
The
Beverly Center was gone.
No, it's still there.
Mall, that indoor center? Mall thing? I thought it was gone.
No. I just went to it, you guys.
It's what? Ginormous.
It's
like
a
that
whole
would...
giant city block of mall that's what's never going to go away.
What stores are in there? I thought they closed it.
It's exactly the way it was.
Do you know what it used to be in the 80s? When did they put in the Beverly Center? Because before it was that, it was a roller skating rink called Flippers. And I had my eighth or ninth birthday party
on
there.
On that corner?
Correct.
And then they tore that down and built the Beverly Center?
Yeah, it was probably divided into two things maybe, but I can't imagine.
Oh, all they should have kept Flippers.
It was so good. And across the street was the OG Tale of the Pup. Tale of the Pup.
What was that? Is it an indoor mall still?
The hot dog stand that was the shape of a hot dog, which it's back now.
Oh. I did not know this. Look at all this Beverly Hills trivia.
Is it an indoor mall still?
Yeah.
It is.
Fully indoor.
And Jen, like elevated. I have no idea. It has like all the like foodie-esque places.
Wait,
it's
can I go back to the roller skating rink? Why was it called Flippers? Where did they get that?
Is that a roller skating term?
I don't think so.
But I full on went Olivia Newton-John. I had the bandeau top.
Yeah,
I had
did.
The not satin, but the leggings. Would she wear in Greece? The shiny spandex?
Latex.
Hair and nope. No, I wasn't not there latex. Yet. I wasn't at that point in my life. I was eight.
Oh, God.
Nope.
No latex for 8-year-olds.
Came a few years.
It's been shocked that later. The Beverly Center but still exists.
It was spandex, and it was like turquoise, and I had hot pink and pigtails, and oh,
my
man,
God. I want a picture, please, right now.
It's like, and that was an LA staple. Like, people were heartbroken. And there was also pony rides on a different.
Pony rides?
Wow.
Now, like, I'm going back to like the 70s. Sorry.
What do you mean, like a farmer's market? You weren't even born in the 70s. What are you talking about? Well, you were
73, and you were born in 72.
You do okay. So you, I guess you were Amy old enough to go 74. On the pony rides. I guess you were old enough to go on the pony rides then.
I'll find photos. It all existed. Like, it was such a different world. Like,
wow, that's blowing me away. I
took
never
away
knew
so many Hollywood staples that people, well, I guess no one knows nowadays, but it was like a thing back then.
That's so sad.
Yeah, but my I do dad, love the Beverly every Center. Saturday would take me there. I do. I love the Beverly Center.
Yeah. That was my first big mall.
Really?
Yeah. I don't even know why we're talking about the Beverly Center, you guys. Okay. We're at the Greek Theater. Kelly's there. Jackie's there. They're checking out to make sure David's doing a good job.
Where and he
that's
works.
Where she says Ginger and Val will be coming, and he tells them he's going to seat them at the other end of the table.
Good.
Uh-huh. They turn the whole pit into, like, tables, especially
what is that,
for
like
you.
What do you mean, the pit?
So the Greek Theater has a pit, and normally it's chairs or, like, GA, like people squish up there.
At the very, very front?
At the very,
general
very front.
Admission?
Because this looked like it was up on that, like, sound platform, like, you know, where the
well,
sound
Well, then if
guys
it was there, there are that is an area where they have boxes, but I thought you were right up at the stage.
It looked like it when you were like over their shoulders, but I think that they were up there.
Do you remember filming there at all?
Kind of.
Ish.
I remember
I was
feeling,
just about to.
Yeah, I remember feeling special because it was Kelly's birthday party.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't remember. And I just remember.
It really
remember,
a concert,
like, having an
packed
audience
people?
There. Yeah. I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
Outside
like,
of that, Jen, did we ever go to the Greek? Is that
together?
Where we saw Lenny Kravitz?
What?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. We saw Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah, we did.
We saw
Greek is an awesome venue
with
other
your
than
bad
the parking. The parking is problematic there. You have to be VIP or you're going to be in a stack.
I don't know. Take Me to the Greek. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Me too. Okay, so back at Casa, or Casa, however you like to say it, Walsh.
Well, we're not Canadian, so we'll say Casa.
Okay, Casa. Valerie tells Brandon that she's feeling really ignored by everyone and tells him that Dylan needs to leave his dad's situation alone. Val. Did you feel bad for her at all?
No.
Not this episode. I was just bummed she wore those stripes in one scene.
It's like stripes on stripes.
The gray stripe?
Oh. I honestly felt bad for her as a viewer.
Really?
I felt like maybe she really does want to redeem herself. Maybe she is really lonely. And
oh, good.
I was in, they got me fully sucked into the,
all right,
to the con. Yep.
They did great because we find out later and we'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay,
very clever con.
Underground parking. Dylan is following Tony Marchette with a gun, you guys. He gets out. He puts the gun in his pants.
Sorry.
Which is a dangerous move.
The whole thing is so bananas.
You see his tiny little tushy in those jeans. It's so cute.
Is that a banana? Are you happy to see me? Is that a pistol? Are you happy to see me?
It's a gun and walks into a
building. Are you happy to see me?
And he goes in the elevator with the dude, right?
Is he going to shoot him?
In the elevator? I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Like, we really have no proof. Like, the whole thing's crazy.
He just wants, I feel like he wasn't going to. He's just like, he's so fired up about it. Like, he's just like pushing limits.
Bananas.
So back at Casa Walsh, Steve is missing his watch and he refuses to leave the house until he finds it.
His Cartier.
It's a solid gold Cartier. It's a solid gold Cartier.
Solid gold.
His dad.
I was starting to smell a rat right away, though. I was like, this is not right.
It's so obvious that who's doing this thievery.
Ginger LaMonica is no good.
Episode. Like, we knew deep down.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot about the beach house scene, you guys, where Donna and Claire come back and they see Ray outside on the porch. That great scene with Donna and Ray, where she really is trying to get him, you know, to understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
It was a really good scene.
He's still a little caustic, though. He's so caustic.
He tells her he's poison.
Like, very... The character is so confusing. I don't even think he knows who he is. Meaning, like, Jamie Walters or Ray. Like,
he's or like, the writers.
Nobody knows
who he is. You know, I wish that he had had the power or felt he could have back then. Said, hey, can I have a meeting with you guys? Can I talk about my character? Like, he's a full-on series regular. Like, at this point, I would have come. Who knows? Maybe he did. Maybe we don't know. Like, he came back from the summer, and I would have been like, hey, people are pissed. What can we do? How can we, like, because they're just writing stuff and dropping bombs on us here. They're taking him down.
Well, maybe they want to free Donna up for the next thing. You know, we can't have you with the same guy forever.
That is correct, because we do have
fresh meat.
This was one of my
who's coming next?
Soon.
Joe Bradley?
Cameron Bancroft, and he was one of my favorite. What?
She just went.
Oh, he was one of my favorites for you.
Adorable, sweet.
Yeah, like cute. He was so cute. I remember having such a crush on that guy when he showed up on 90210. Such a crush. I was like,
That was a really good scene with you guys. And you tell him, Donna tells him that
same thing.
If he doesn't show up at Kelly's party tonight, not to bother showing up ever again.
Mm-hmm. Because so sassy. Donna is a glutton for punishment. How many times has she made this mistake, correct?
But invite him to Palm Springs. That didn't work out so well, did it?
No. And then?
No, doing it again.
Yeah. Here we go. Like, for a moment, maybe just have some, like, private time with him and not mingle him with your friends
until you get to a better point. We go to Colin's art studio, where we see that Colin is having an artistic crisis. And he tells Kelly that he's not going to be able to be at her birthday party.
This is where I'm like, this guy's not cool.
Why would she bother?
Kellen. Oh, my God. You guys are Kellen together.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Kellen.
This guy's mean.
He is mean.
He was like, mean and nuts.
And she calls him a selfish bastard and storms off, too.
Selfish bastard and what? Was there one other thing she said? No, just that?
I don't recall. I don't know. I'm just overall feeling in this episode, I don't know who this Kelly Taylor is. Hmm. She feels so different to me. The person that's watching, this fan, me, doesn't really recognize her because she's just acting so differently and being so coy, and it doesn't feel right for some reason.
Trying to be an adult or something? Is she trying to be too adult? Like,
I mean, she's 21. She's been an adult for most of her life. So that didn't rub me wrong, because she always kind of acted adult-like because she had to.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just this whole, now there's three guys and it just feels, and she's being so friendly to Brandon at the end and Dylan at the end. And
Yeah.
I'm so confused by her and what they're doing with her.
Could it be that she said, I choose me, and choosing herself is really doing a deep dive and finding herself? And maybe experimentation's a part of that. Maybe she's had to be the parent for so long.
That's a good point.
That maybe at this point in her life, let her live her life. And maybe that's part of choosing herself.
Point. You're so right. Okay. You're so right. She went to New York for the summer for her modeling career. And then she reinvented herself, because that's what you do when you choose yourself. You kind of figure out like what it is that you love again and what makes you you. And that's what she did. You're so right.
And also,
it does make sense that she came back kind of different.
And also whether Colin is bad for her or not, he did do something that invigorated her again, mm-hmm. got her mojo yeah. back, and gave her confidence.
I would just like her to get her mojo back without a guy involved. Like, I would have preferred to see that, but
that's not life.
That would have been clever writing, but I feel like they weren't, like, accustomed to doing that.
Yeah. And another general note for me, I really enjoy watching Val and Ginger together.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
They're so good together.
They are.
Especially when you get the twist mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, that was a ruse and that was good.
Wait, right. Does Lisa come back?
Yeah, she's got two more. She comes back later for two more.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's Dime BeautyCO.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
Okay, so now we go to the Greek Theater, you guys, for the big party. It's so exciting. It's the most boring party I've ever been to in my life.
A 3 p.m. party?
What the?
What?
And you know it's going to be a bad party when the girl that's who's the guest of honor, the birthday girl, has the same haircut as her mother. It's not a good look at your 21st birthday. Here for it. I'm here to tell you. What did you feel? I know you had feelings about the haircuts, the matching mother-daughter haircuts. Go ahead. Let it out.
Didn't even think about that.
Really?
No, I enjoyed everything that Jackie was. I talked out loud. I was like, okay, Jackie. I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
You're really getting into it.
Jackie's like, you sit next to her, Brandon, and you too, Dylan. And I'm like,
go, Jackie.
I was so into it too.
It was so embarrassing talking back to my phone as I'm watching.
At the end of this episode, I was like, oh my God, that was a really good episode. I wish it was longer.
Me too. wait, what are their names? Mike and Kimberly. Come on back.
Yeah.
They probably all got threatened. Those two probably never came back.
So when we go to the Greek theater, though, in the very beginning, we find out that Mel has ditched Jackie again. Didn't they get back together?
Yeah, but I think he just wasn't available tonight, maybe, or something.
He says he ditched her for Sheila.
No.
Oh, wait. That's David's mom.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait.
Okay.
I don't think they're broken up. Yeah, I don't think they're broken up.
Okay. I misinterpreted that too, that it was his girlfriend. Something happened and he had to go.
I don't think that they're troubled. I think they're finally fine for a minute.
Dylan tells Brandon that he got so close to Tony Marchette that he could have shot him point blank. And Brandon tells him, don't get yourself killed. When Steve sees Ray and Donna walking up, he says, hide your valuables. That made me laugh out loud.
You know he added that.
Yeah.
Wait. This is like the season of Jen, remind me, what was the designer that we all wore and crushed over? They had on Beverly Boulevard. Oh my God. So Donna's outfit, the tied up.
Yep. I know exactly who you're talking about. It's a woman's name.
It was everything, remember? But very kind of basic, like
very
all
basic,
solid,
simple.
Now I have to know.
But the cuts were always really good and
so
very
good,
like,
on your
flowy body.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, remember it, please.
We
I need to
all
know.
All wore it.
You, I wore it me, to an award show Tiff. I once, remember?
Yeah. You guys you, remember? Have to remember this. Is it a we famous wore? Designer?
It was. I don't know they're
if she's
around.
Still around.
Is it was a girl?
I think it's a man. I'm probably wrong. Oh my God. It was uber famous.
You're
going to
remember. Okay, so Steve goes all in and confronts Ray. Yeah. I felt that way before.
Well, but didn't have to turn and look and stare at him.
It felt so iron in that moment to be like, I'm going to do the right thing and bring this up to everybody's attention.
Oh my God. This would happen in real life.
Mm-hmm. That's why we were so uncomfortable.
Jen and I would bury ourselves under the table like, what's he doing? Oh God.
And of course, Ray storms off again. And then Donna does not go after him.
Thanks to you. But wait, before that, he immediately says, maybe this is a mistake. Like, how many times has he said that? I shouldn't have come. It was a mistake. It was like, well, he just walked in. Why? Because they all look
same,
at you?
It's like the same
Maybe
story.
Maybe it's because I look hot. Mm.
Yep. But Val does go running after Ray.
Yeah. Come back, because I'm about to peel back the curtain and reveal.
Yeah.
Wait, but what about the Donna scene? Makes a decision not to go for once, and you're proud of her? Mm-hmm.
So proud of you. What about the dialogue between Brandon and Dylan? That was pretty funny when they're sitting there talking about Colin. She says like something about why he's not there. He had to finish a painting. And Dylan says, what, the Sistine Chapel? Made me laugh so hard because just the way
their
he delivered
dialogue,
that line,
the whole episode
it
was
so
good.
Yeah. And it was so
Luke.
That's so rad.
Really so good. Not Dylan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like a lot of sarcasm.
What about the
sarcastic
gift that Claire
made me
got
think of the bread maker?
Sorry. Well, God, the bread maker. We've sold that story.
I don't know.
Yeah. What about the gift, speaking of bread makers, what about the gift that Claire gets Kelly? Did you see it?
You mean the the Ginger gets or the one that Claire got?
No, no. Claire, who's her roommate and who lives with her, got her a picture frame, which I felt was a little weird.
How did I miss that? Because I was so fixated on the sapphire earrings. That, by the way, I don't know that sapphire earrings would be $200, but maybe.
$200?
Never. Remember she steals $200?
Oh.
From the from the cookie jar or whatever?
They couldn't have been
real.
Those were bling-a-ding-ding.
That's what I'm saying. Once again, the money doesn't add up. But wait,
she's a
when
liar.
Did she give a frame? I missed the frame.
Oh, yeah. You could barely see it because of the format we were watching on, but it was just a silver frame. It was weird to me. But yeah.
Maybe it's from Tiffany's.
Ginger went all out and got those gorgeous earrings for Kelly. Do you think she kept them?
Stolen money.
Yeah.
Doesn't she need to return them so they have money for groceries?
Listen, if somebody gives you diamonds, keep them. Don't worry about it. Just keep them.
First check to see if they're real, if they cut glass. But yes.
Is that when we see? Oh, no. Then we have the big Val crackdown.
Yeah, with the hairspray bottle with the
and
her big bottom.
Fake speech.
Yeah. I would have fallen for it, too. It was really good. It was a great ruse.
I'm telling you. That's why I was like, I feel a little bad for her.
Love a good ruse. No one has brought up talk about reefer madness.
God.
The lingo, the weed lingo in this episode. Whoa.
They have like four different names for pot.
Best scene in the whole thing because they're
grass.
So like, I just have to bring grass in the house. It's like literally out of
as his friend, SNL skit. I shuddered inside when he said that. I was like, no.
But you have so many options when you're referring to marijuana, really, scene, these days.
That scene was
these
so
days.
Funny.
Back then, too. I mean,
reefer in the house. It was like,
why
it
did
was
someone
like,
not say something? Like, sorry, you know, 21-year-olds in the 90s don't refer to it as this. But
what should they have referred to it as, do you think?
Weed? I don't know.
Back then, wasn't it called pot?
Pot.
We called it pot. Yep.
Yeah. Don't smoke pot.
Yes.
But also, what? The 10 different names and the yelling and the whole thing. And like Steve being so mad about, I just was like, this scene is so epic.
It was like they were the parents. They were the Walshes.
Oh.
They were mom and or dad and dad.
Wait, interesting. My two dads. There you go.
Mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to go back to the concert? Because it's just about to get going. Dave Gause has taken the stage.
I was stunned when we find out.
I was psyched. I thought it was going to, I was like, I don't remember. Who was it? Oh my God.
Like
Dave
Sugar
Gause
Ray wasn't available.
Is
like,
a very
what?
Talented
he
jazz
comes on
musician.
At some point now. Very. Yes. And he was huge back then.
Huge.
Dave Gause was huge?
Yes.
I know that huge. One song, but I don't, look, I was a kid at
not
this time.
To, like, yeah, not to us,
right.
But to somebody,
yes.
He was huge.
But to 50-year-olds or 60-year-olds, like, yeah, I was exactly the age as you guys, and we were not rushing to a Dave Gause concert.
No.
It did not make sense.
Yacht
it was
Rock
like,
wasn't really cool what? Then. That wouldn't be Yacht
Wait,
Rock,
what?
Though. That would be
What'd
like.
What'd you call it?
That was slow jams or something. I mean, they might as well have Kenny
slow
G.
Jams.
That's what I thought. I thought it was Kenny G playing when I first heard it. I was like, what's happening?
I'd rather Michael Bolton. Like, it was not,
good. Those
three Michael
lineup.
Bolton or like Brian Adams. Like, get me
but you
somebody.
Guys, he was kind of cute on the stage there when he says happy birthday.
Nobody's going at 21 to hear that song was
definitely over the hill. Like my dad and all the writers,
so
the older writers, they were all like,
bizarre.
Yeah, we got Dave Gause.
And everyone's like,
Dave
Kenny
Gause. Miller about this.
And then he's like on the stage, happy birthday, Kelly Taylor. What?
And like, everybody gave him like a
been,
golf
like,
clap. They were like, this,
the
like,
hell is that? That should have been like,
yeah. Looks like, who is that?
Sorry, Dave Gause. No disrespect at all.
Yeah,
we just felt like it was a weird choice for the show at that moment. But you were great.
Yeah.
Dave Gause was great. And that tune is a classic. But
yeah.
It made no sense.
You can't say that without a classic. Like you're playing the Was it a flute? No.
He plays saxophone. Like a saxophone. I mean, he's sort of Kenny G. Look, yeah. I love Dave Koz.
We're 50 and we're still like, I love fun Dave like Koz. We're kids.
We Amy is on- not 50, by the way.
Yeah, I she am is. Now 50. I am.
She is.
We, oh my I know. God. Yeah. Since I've turned 50, I've had RSV, acid reflux, a hemorrhoid, and now I have full panic anxiety issues because I've put my body into like constant state of fight or flight. So now I spend my days meditating, tapping, all the things. So far 50 is.
You know what you need to try?
I'm a tapper, Amy.
Drinking.
I love tapping. Tapping is amazing.
Yeah.
You can. Oh, I thought you meant tap dancing. I was like, me too. I'm doing it right now.
I knew, Jenny, I knew you would be a tapper. Yeah.
Well, tapping was a key to my recovery.
Okay. Wait.
It's everything. And do you do progressive muscle relaxation?
Ooh.
Oh, that one is so good.
this is a different episode. Sorry, guys. All the hacks for when you turn old.
Progressive? Wait, sorry. What is it called? Progressive?
So progressive muscle relaxation is like.
Is that a new terminology for Kegel?
Because you want to be in, you don't want to be in fight or flight, which I am basically all the Kegel? Time. You want to, it's similar. You want to be in rest and digest. So you like squeeze your hands, hold them. Release. Feel what it feels like when the tension. So like.
I just fell asleep.
Shrug your shoulders right up to your ears.
Ooh, that feels so good.
Ooh, it does.
And then
let them go. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Squeeze your buttocks.
Oh, I'm doing it. And release. You better be careful over there with your issues though when you
That's
release.
That's what I have to say about 50. It is. I like Listen, literally.
That is your experience. I'm sorry. That was not my experience turning
Me
50.
Either.
I think 50 and a half is
going
to be.
Let's get you some help.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I got therapy this week. Nobody worry about me. I'll be good.
Wait, hold on. I was going to ask.
Oh. Tapping.
Can we go back to Dave Koz for one more second?
All right.
For sure.
Do you think, Jen, in the moment that we were all sitting there.
Yes.
Being like,
I can tell
fun.
Because okay. I know us all so well
yep.
that when they did those reaction shots of us all watching.
We're being dicks.
David's barely nodding his head a little bit. Claire's just sitting there, not moving a muscle. And the looks on our faces are like, get the camera off me because I can't.
You drove all the way to the Greek for the Dave Koz concert.
And we're good actors, you guys. Like, we just, we're probably like, this is not on brand.
Yeah, it felt
not on brand. That's the whole thing. You are correct. It's not on brand because even then, with that one hit, that was still on like Coast 103.5. It wasn't on Kiss FM.
Coast.
Hey, undivided attention during Christmas. Other than that, I'm out.
Yeah.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's Dime BeautyCO.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
Okay, so at the end of this, we find out that Valerie throws Ginger under the bus just so she can get back with the group. And Donna starts drinking.
Uh-oh. You know, so that much. Never ends
that's
well.
That's not going to be good.
So much. Took me right back to the prom.
It was really funny, though, when somebody was trying to cut you off and me, Kelly, was like, no, just let her have it. She's fine. We know how to take care of this. Let her have it.
You're like, I know how to hold her hair. Thank God it's short now. I don't have to.
This is where we're supposed to have the Ray Renaissance or whatever, where we're like, see, he is a good guy.
Right.
Because, but like, it didn't work.
But he comes back after he just stormed out. He comes back 100% like happy guy. Like, it's okay, guys. This happens. Like, I want to be your friend.
He went home. He smoked the reefer. He calmed down.
He really came back with some grass. Of that grass. But back at the beach house.
Is it also called Lady? What's that? Mary Jane? Is that another word for it? Old school?
Where are you going with the lady?
Ganja? Lady? Did they say ganja? Isn't that marijuana? Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of all the like names. Our parent. Oh my God. I used to like cringe. My parents would be like, back in the day. And they would call it, yeah. I don't know what. Grass. Grass.
Yeah, grass was sort of like the 60s. Pot was like what we all called it.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I didn't smoke it, if anyone's wondering. Probably should have. But
no one was wondering. But cool.
No one was, yeah.
I know, my anxiety. It might make it worse, though. I don't know.
We go to the beach house where Donna wants to get it on with Ray. And I am here for it. I am so enjoying your striptease. I wanted it to never end.
You had to do the song.
Yeah. You were so
you're singing the song.
And so playful, like playful sexy. Oh, it was good.
Wait,
so
is that like me when I'm really drunk? No.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that
You're
girl.
Just kind of fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Was that the famous bra that y'all had too?
Oh my God.
It reminded me of that.
Why were you wearing your grandma's bra though?
Those were hot. Those satin bras were popular then.
It looked like that bra that Madonna wore for the was like super pointy.
Why? I don't know. Why? Did I make that choice? Obviously.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn.
And I'm sure they didn't want it to be like lace at all so they could actually see your boobies. They just want it to be solid.
package?
I don't know. It's one of those things. They give you three choices. So sometimes you just gotta, you're like, ooh, on the day, it's left in your trailer. You know what I mean? On it's the like couch.
Mine.
Well, not trailer, dressing room. Yeah. Pick and choose your battles.
You were at the beach. Oh, no, you're at the set. You're inside.
Yeah, I was at the set. So you were in the dressing room. It was just, yeah, I don't know. I probably didn't like, weigh in before. That's all they had.
It was cute. I wanted, but Ray did do the noble thing and didn't want to have that moment with Donna in her state of drunkenness. So he says, he's going to go sleep on the couch or something. And that's where we find Kelly being taken outside by Colin.
Yeah, wait, was this, but first does she have the heart to heart? She has the heart to heart with Ray first.
With Kelly and Ray, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was so like,
you're a good guy.
Yeah, they're really trying to rehabilitate him, but it's like kind of not going to work.
Too little, okay. Too late.
Yeah.
Story of everyone's lives.
Mm-hmm. Then we go out somewhere where Colin has.
Yeah, suddenly we're in like a drive-in. Street art.
Wait, is that. Did
with
he
like
do graffiti?
50s cars everywhere. Like it was so bizarre.
And he had like a crew of helpers.
That's street art, right? It's kind of hot.
Yeah. I'm into street art for sure, but that didn't seem like street art. That seemed like an installment, like a huge ordeal, right?
A beautiful painting, but
did you like it? Did you really like it?
I mean, it was some pieces of cake.
Let's just call it what it was.
Yeah.
Like, it was I was so like, wait, what? That's the painting he made for her?
I was expecting a portrait.
Like, who weighed in on that?
The decision to put a giant cake. Hey, yeah.
50s headlights showing on it. Like it was supposed to be such a
why
moment.
The 50s cars?
I don't know.
So confused.
Wait, you're Jen, like, who oh, you're so
been
great.
The decision maker.
For that?
Yeah, not everyone would weigh in. Like one person had to see the final and be like, that's it. No?
I mean, the production designer would have had to bring it to them unless right. They were working with like an artist and they were trying to showcase their work or something.
Okay. What was that painting?
I don't know.
Now I wish I had it because that would be kind of rad.
Oh my God. Who has, someone has it.
Yeah. You figure no one threw it away. Like it was pretty big. And where's that orange one? That, I know. That ugly those? Orange thing.
Someone
I kind of want that
all
too.
Of this stuff, you guys, by the by.
Do you by any chance in any of those...
No, I always felt bad taking stuff. I wasn't eyeing. Like
somebody should
like,
have taken
no,
that.
This is a memory. This is a memory.
I never,
take
never
it.
Thought like, I should take anything. Like,
do you want me to tell you guys
I
a secret?
About this, yes.
Okay. Duh. So this is a secret. Everybody, huddle up. So shh. A lot of shows, I assume, like
we
yours, and
secret.
Shows like The Bachelor, they paint the art, right? Because they can't. They don't want to mm-hmm. have to get the rights to existing art. So in my house, I have, and they. Flip it out of the Bachelor Mansion. I
oh
have
my God.
A giant,
what
a
is the
giant painting,
of, painting from the Bachelor.
Some koi fish. I can get a photo of it. Some oh, koi okay. fish. I found it in Chris Harrison's garage, and I was like, "What is this?" And he's like, "Oh, it's some art from the Bachelor Mansion." And I was like, "Can I have this?" And he's all, "Yeah." So I just loaded it up.
Wow, that is a good story.
Did you Lysol at first? Like, I don't know what's on that.
Yeah, true, but no, and it's so great. And it had a pair. There were two, but the second one is gone. I wish I had the pair. I might actually at this point commission somebody to do
the pair. Maybe she took the second.
So that art is somewhere. I bet you it's hanging in somebody's like house. Charles Rosen.
Wait, who can we ask about this?
We should ask Chuck if he has any of the old artwork.
Because that would be pretty rad.
That would be cool. Wait, Jason didn't Wiles paint, correct?
Oh, probably
no.
Not. We're trying
I'm
to find him,
if
by
had
the
any
way.
Kind of like artistic. Okay.
That'd
Desperately
be
trying to find him if anyone's friends with him. I've emailed him like three times.
Oh, I just met a guy that said, hey, I'm. Whoa, so weird. I just met a guy, where the heck was I?
At the Easter
probably
food
at the con that said, I just saw Jason Wiles.
Oh, can we get his number? Because his email is not responding.
I don't remember. He's not even in the business anymore, I think he told me.
Ellie was just on The Rookie, we think, not that long ago.
Well, wait,
a different guy.
talking about?
This sounds familiar.
This must be Ray Pruitt I'm talking about. No. Somebody told me that they know Jason Wiles. They're really good friends with him. Wish I could remember who that person
I'm like so protective of you Kelly that anytime people say that they know him, and he and I were friends and got along, like, I'm always like, oh, okay. And I'm like, no, that was a character. Like, it's not real.
I don't know. Let's find him.
Yeah, let's, because that would be great. And I think we should have Dave Koz on. I really do.
Who'd we have on that we trashed and then they came on?
We didn't trash Dave Koz.
We didn't trash. Oh, Pepper Sweetie. We liked Dave Koz. And then he came on the next week.
It's so random. And I want to know if he thought it was random.
You want to know if Dave Koz thought it was random that he got booked on Beverly Hills 90210?
If he was just like, well, it didn't matter to me if it was random. I took the opportunity.
He would biggest show in the world at the time.
He would have been stoked.
Yeah. Somebody, yes. He must have been buddies with somebody. I mean, where's Alanis Morissette? Like, there could have been anybody. Made no sense.
Well, I think that's about it for this episode.
Fiona Apple. Where's Fiona Apple? Like, am I a little ahead of time?
Oh, I loved her.
Where's Matchbox 20? Like, all these people would have made perfect sense. Red Hot
Chili Peppers?
Totally. Where's Third Eye Blind? Any of it. Like,
it would have been so much more fun.
Burn
at that
Fire's coming soon.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. Where's Chumbawamba?
He comes on, you guys.
Chumbawamba?
We were all friends with him. Mark McGrath?
That's Sugar Ray. We're all still friends with Mark McGrath. I would have totally been stoked on Mark McGrath.
I jump up and I get down again. That's not him?
That's Chumbawamba. Sugar Ray was like, every morning.
Reliving my 20s. I just want to fly.
That's the one.
Oh my God. Don't stop. Make it stop. My ears are bleeding.
Oh my God. So many nights with Mark McGrath.
Isn't he the best? He's like the best. I just saw him.
And his wife, like, they've been together since.
Yep. I know. He's a real cutie. I know. He's a really nice guy.
Since back then?
I just want to fly.
Oh, okay, Amy. Oh, no.
Oh, let us go down memory lane.
Yeah. Okay.
You're like, I don't remember, so I don't want to go there.
The 90s music is just like so good.
So bad, but so,
so
good.
So bad, right. But so good. Yeah, like when it comes on now, I kind of recoil. Like, ooh.
Yeah, well.
But I love PTSD. It like the 80s music was so distinct, and then the 90s music was so distinct. What is the 2000? There's nothing distinct.
Here's what's going to scare you. We're in the 2020s. Like, what? The 2000s?
Wait, what was the music for the 2000s, though?
It's like, what happened in that
era? Boys.
I can't remember.
Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, probably. Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, ooh. Like boy bands, 98 Degrees.
Ooh, that's what started to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens next? What's after the 2000s?
I don't know
either. What do you say? Like the 2020s?
It goes the aughts, then the 10s, then the 20s. The aughts are the O's.
The O's. They call
the only aught I know is that fabulous rosé.
Did you guys think of that designer that you wore? I really want to know that.
I'm telling you, it's Mark something something.
Mark?
M-A-R-C. I'm going on record right now. Someone check me.
Is it this designer?
You are wearing it. I am not. Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing it there. You are not.
Correct. Ooh, I'm wearing that place that was on Robertson. I think it's still there. They also made all the beaded stuff.
I'll just keep recapping
this
while they
all
look.
All we wore. And then it was so popular that when we move on to Donna Martin collections, they actually had that in there.
No.
Yes, I'm telling you, they were everything to us. And I think we were everything to them. Like, we started.
God, I wish you could remember.
We get to the. Remember when they're all sitting around the kitchen table talking about who had the hottest Kelly?
When was that?
And Steve and Brandon.
Well, that was way before in the episode.
Was
that in the end?
Yeah, she's just going back to it. Stall us. Wait, hold on. I'm going to find this right now.
Well, how did this thing end with the beautiful cake painting?
Yeah, that was it. She tells him that it's amazing and she loves him. So now Kelly's in love with Colin, I guess.
She's so quick to take that loser back.
Oof.
He's going to be her downfall. John Galliano, someone's asking.
No, it's not like, it was a different tier.
Yeah.
Correct.
He was like an up-and-coming designer. Or she.
How long till my tapping works and I start to just be relaxed? Like a week?
Well, you keep, well.
I'm going to tap forever.
You know, consistency. Yeah. But it helps right away.
I know it does. This is the best one.
Oh, God, you guys. I'm gonna freak out.
We have like this one. The one, if you want to do circles in the center of your chest and you have stress in your neck and shoulders, it immediately drops.
Amy, I think you need to come on and we'll talk about this on an I Choose Me podcast episode.
Happy to. I am happy to because I need tons of help.
Tapping saved me. Tapping definitely.
Yeah. Anyone who thinks like tapping is for the birds is wrong. Tapping is iconic.
It does this work. One, it does work. It helped me like with my flying fear.
You just said it. You called a thing iconic. I can't handle this reference.
I'm supposed to talk about iconic. They say I say everything's iconic.
You have to say this nice. Is my new word for iconic is legendary. It's legendary.
This episode is a 10 out of 10. What does everybody think?
10.
Even with Dave Koz. Yeah, Dave Koz.
Yep. You guys, it was Mark.
Something, something. Mark, something, something.
It was Mark three names.
Not ringing a bell for me. But we'll let you know if she comes up with the designer and we'll post a picture.
If you want to know more about tapping, we're here for you.
We're here for you. That's it for this week, you guys. Next week we have...
out, you guys. Like, seriously, I mean that. Like, people listening, I don't want to cry, but like, these girls are like everything. They're everything. They're everything you want them to be. They're like, yeah, if you're listening and you're like, I'm jealous because Amy is friends with them, you're right. Yeah.
What should happen? Jen, what's happening?
Amy loves us.
I love you guys so much because like, who could I just open up to about my stress and anxiety and my tapping that's just going to get it so much? Get it.
Wait, can I hear that again? How much,
Amy, to be honest with you, if you would put yourself out there a little bit and talk about your stuff to other people, you'd be surprised.
I think there's something special about you guys. I really do.
Okay. We'll take it.
Next time you get mad at me about something when I'm late, I'm going to remind you how much you love me in this moment. And I'm going to say, Amy, tap.
Yep. Tap it out, Amy. Oh, my God. Next week, you guys, it must be a guy thing. Season 6, episode 3, Be There or Be Square. Enter to win a free cruise for two. On board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.